Okay.
No, I've had a handful of options, and when I was making the decision, I was looking at the rosters and at the teams that are are closer to contending for the cup than anything else, and Winnipeg Jets, obviously. I made a decision to join the team because I feel like it's the team that has all the pieces and they're moving in the right direction. And I feel like it's an exciting future for this organization, and I'm happy to be a part of it.
I understand you're close with Mark Scheifele and Blake Wheeler. Did that play a role in your decision as well?
I know Scheifele from a couple summers ago. I trained with him in Canada, and I skated with Wheeler this summer a couple times. So they played a big role in my decision because they pretty much sold me on Winnipeg and talking how good the team is and how good the guys are in the locker room.
Based on your discussions with the management and coaches, where do you think you fit in on this roster?
I don't know. Hopefully, I can take my spot as just a steady defenseman playing against other teams' top line. I feel like talking to the coach, just and I think it'll be a really good fit, and playing with great players, I feel like it's going to be a huge opportunity for me and a huge chance to help out a great team.
Thanks very much.
Demetrius, Brian Munz from TSN 1290. From your time in Florida, you got to see a little bit of this club when they were in your division. What did you know about the team outside of maybe your relationships with Scheifele and Wheeler, and what do you expect joining this club now?
I can tell you from the time when I was in Florida, it was always hard to play in Winnipeg when they were playing in front of their own crowd. It's just the toughest games always. I remember they come out hard right from the beginning, and then when they went to the different conference, I kind of lost track of it, and I wasn't following Winnipeg too much. But again, right now, looking at the roster and the players that we have, I think it's impressive group, and they're always playing high offense type game.
What have you learned about your game over the last number of years, and I guess maybe more when you had a chance to get close to regular season games played and with the Panthers, kind of from day one to where you are right now? What's made you a better defenseman?
Going through all the years that I played with the Panthers, I think my focus was always on being better defensively each year. Coming out from the juniors, I played for the team that played a lot of offense, and I've had a lot of points. But learning from my teammates and coaches that, take care of your own first, and the offense will come from there. I feel like that's been my motto, and I've excelled at, playing in my own zone. And I'm trying to add an offensive part of my game that's kind of, been forgotten over the years.
Dmitry, Scott Billick from NHL.com. How difficult was last season for you with your back injury, and are you 100% now?
It was just an unfortunate injury with you know, coming out of the World Cup and getting hurt in, you know, first game of the preseason, and then battling with this kind of injury throughout almost all season. I got better at the end, and it was only, you know, a handful of games left in the season, and that I felt like I was just starting to pick up my form again. It was just, you know, hard. I felt like I just couldn't get past that injury, because every time I got better, I went back on the ice, and, you know, something happened, and, you know, it put me in the sidelines again for another month. But I'm 100% now, and I put this injury behind me.
Where are you calling in from, Dimitri? Where in Florida?
Boca Raton.
Awesome. What was the courting period like for you, being a free agent for the first time and having to sort of juggle the different conversations?
Man, I thought this process was going to take a lot longer, but it was quick. And, you know, like I said, the Winnipeg made my decision very, very easy. And, you know, from the time I started talking to them, you know, I kind of, you know, felt in my gut that, you know, I think Winnipeg should be the right fit for me, and, you know, I should be a Jet.
Dimitri, Jason Bell from the Winnipeg Free Press, and you just alluded to that, but, I mean, coming from Florida and Buffalo, where there wasn't a tremendous amount of success, how important was that a motivator to come to a club that you feel is poised to do some things?
Well, it's huge. I mean, from the beginning of my career in Florida, you know, we didn't have a good team, and we didn't have, you know, a strong fan base. But then I felt like my last two seasons with the Panthers, where, you know, I felt like the team was on the rise, and you know, it was fun to come to the rink, and it was fun to play. And, you know, then going to Buffalo again, it was tough. You know, going from the team that was, you know, successful and a playoff team, and going back to Buffalo, you know, it kind of set me back. You know, Winnipeg is a team that I feel like in the near future could be contending for the Stanley Cup, and, you know, I'm excited to join. And like I said, it's been a huge part of my decision that, you know, join the team that's moving in the right direction in the very near future.
Dimitri, the Jets have been a team that struggled a bit on the penalty kill. Do you feel like that's a strength of your game, and you could maybe help them in that regard?
Definitely. You know, they say smart players play on the penalty kill. So I consider myself a smart player, and I feel like I've proven that in Florida. I know I've played on the penalty kill most of my career in Florida, and I enjoyed the challenge of playing against the best players in other teams.